This morning, we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're going to talk about some of the events going on here this month at the Corning Opera House, the cultural center there. Dee Heaton is the executive director and want to visit a little bit about some of the fun things they have planned for us. Dee, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to be speaking with you. Thanks.
You betcha. How was winter at the Corning Opera House?
It was good. A little slow. I don't think people like getting out in the cold, but we've really seen a pickup in the last probably month, so that's good.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen much winter here in a while. It's been pretty nice out, and hopefully we can continue that, I guess, for a while and get a little more rain with it, too, just to kind of wet things down a little bit here in the area. But I want to talk about some of the events that you have going on here coming up. You've got some things I see planned for the month of March, things for folks to enjoy. Talk about some of the shows. What is Switchback coming up on March 9th?
Switchback is a Celtic group and Americana folk music. It'd be a great night to try something new. Or Celtic is kind of an Irish style, so if you want to get in the mood for St. Patrick's Day, that would be great for it. So yeah, it's Saturday, March 9th at 7 o'clock. It's a duo made up of Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick, and they have some Irish heritage, but they've grown up in the Midwest, so that's how they create this Celtic Americana folk music. And to do that, they'll play a mandolin and guitar and bass, maybe some other instruments throughout, and sing along.
You said Fitzgerald and McNamara? Or McCormick?
McCormick.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. Yeah, those sound pretty Irish to me, so I think they're going to have a pretty good grasp of what they're doing there. Good. Where did you find them? Where did they hail from?
They actually reached out to me. Some people may have heard of them because they've had several specials on PBS. They've done the Americana sessions and the Celtic sessions and music on the main stage on public television across the United States. So you may have heard of them before.
Okay, so they may be familiar to folks then, too. Excellent. Is this kind of a goal at the Corning Opera House, is to try to get different styles and some different genres for folks to enjoy?
So last month we had a sold-out tribute to CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that was wonderful. So from rock to this one's Celtic, and our next one is a Christian rock. So we always try to change genres.
Okay, very good. That's Switchback, and again, that's coming up on Saturday, March 9th. That's at 7 p.m. Now, the tickets are $25 for adults in advance, and 30 days on the day of the show. Student tickets are just $8. How do they go about getting tickets?
They can call me. They can get them at the door, or you can go onto our website, corningoperahouse.com.
Okay, all those tickets can be found there.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Well, you mentioned already kind of some contemporary Christian that you've got coming up. I see on Friday, March 15th, you've got a show. It says Consumed by Fire. Tell us about that group.
Consumed by Fire has actually been around for 15, 16 years. But in the last couple of years, they've had some really big radio hits. They are three brothers from Oklahoma. Caleb sings vocals, and Jordan does percussion and harmony, and Josh plays guitar and harmony. And this is an unplugged concert, so all you're going to see are the three brothers. It's not a full band for this one. It's their spring unplugged tour, First Things First tour. And yes, it's Friday, March 15th. This would be great for any youth groups or churches, families. Right before Easter, it'd be wonderful for that. Their music has a lot of truth and really tight harmonies in it as they share God's grace through their music.
Everyone who writes music tends to, for the most part, write about personal experiences, things that they've experienced and felt. But it seems like when you come to the Christian side, the contemporary Christian side, the deeper meaning that's involved in the music.
Yes. Yep. And that's where their big hit, First Things First, really hit home with a lot of people. So that's how the tour name came about also.
Sure. Now, so did they reach out to you then too?
Actually, we try to have one Christian group a year. And so I had reached out to them last fall, and the price was just astronomical. It was not going to work. And one night in January, I was putting my phone away, and it said, you should check out their website. So I went to their website, and there was a place that said, contact us if you would like to do a concert. And so I put it in there, and they called me the next morning and said, your venue looks like the perfect place. So that's kind of luck.
You never know when things will work out.
Exactly.
So this is
the right time at the right place.
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity for folks to see a group that's been around, but also is really now starting to hit big on some of their hits, on some of their songs.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
Very good. Well, this one is Friday, March 15th, again, 7 p.m., and it looks like you've got some VIP tickets available there, too. Is that right?
So the VIP tickets, you have to order through a special link, and there's only 20 of them. If you get a VIP ticket, they're doing it a very unique way. It means you're going to sponsor a child through Holt International. You get to enter the auditorium at 5:30 and have a meet and greet with the artist. And it's 20 people can buy the VIP tickets, but those 20 people can each invite one person with them. So that's a very unique VIP experience.
Okay.
And then there's early entry tickets at 6 o'clock, and they're $40. And general admission is at 6:30, and those are $30.
Okay, very good. So some different opportunities there, depending upon what you'd like to do, to see Consumed by Fire. Again, that's on Friday, March 15th. And same way for tickets, for the most part, to go online and pick those up, or you can call?
Yes.
Okay.
You sure can, at corningoperahouse.com. Or you can call me at 641-418-8037.
Okay, a couple of good shows coming up there. Anything else going on this month?
The Faithful Community Church is going to have their Easter service in our building on March 31st at 10:30 in the morning. We have some rentals. We have a business rental and an employee training rental. So we can use our building for a variety of things.
Yeah. So, Dee, are you working on summertime things, or do you have kind of a slate put together already for some different shows in the coming months?
We have everything planned through basically December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm excited. Our summer youth musical, Madagascar Junior, the scripts just arrived, so that's exciting.
Good. Good. So things to look forward to. And I know it's nice to bring in some of these acts from elsewhere, like you've got Switchback and you've got Consumed by Fire coming in. But I know the Corning Opera House is a local venue. And I know you've always tried to focus a little bit, too, on some of the local artists and some of the things that folks here in the area can do.
That's exactly right. I have one in the works. I don't have all the details out right now, but we're working on something for veterans in June. That should be very local. Yes.
Great. We can
a little local and Midwest. And, yeah.
You betcha. Well, we can look for those coming up here not too far down the road. But in the month of March, this month, again, Switchback coming up on Saturday, March 9th. That's here right just a few days away, 7 p.m. And you get those tickets in advance. And they have different prices for both adults and for students. And then Consumed by Fire, again, coming up Friday, March 15th at 7 p.m. There are different ways to get your tickets that way also. And you can check those out all online. You can always go online to Corning Opera House. .com to find out more. Is it CorningOperaHouse.com? Is that the address?
That's right.
Okay, very good. So they can find out plenty more. Dee Heaton is the executive director, been joining us here, working hard to get some fun shows put together for folks. Dee, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.